Blog Talk.
Who's that lady?
Anna.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy! Stop, listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's the Real McCoy Show. Who's that?
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose: to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited that you've stopped to join our radio program today. I am your host, standing in for Coach Anna McCoy. This is Shauna Stallworth. I want to welcome you to Woman Act Now Radio on blogtalkradio.com. We have some exciting messages for you today. We're going to be talking about execution, so don't touch that dial. Turn your radio up. If you're listening in your cubicle, invite all your friends to come over and take a sneak peek. Or have them to log in to www.blogtalkradio.com. Look us up, Woman Act Now Radio. So now we're going to be listening to a from Coach Anna McCoy entitled
First Thing. Hi. If you were to ask any person about Anna McCoy, they will speak to you and say that she's a woman. One of the most important principles I can leave with today is the principle now. Most of us don't understand now. We use the word often, but we really just don't understand, don't have a construct for the word now. I want to leave with you. You're going to have to take a lot of notes. I brought my Bible up here for show to let y'all know I was a believer. Let you know that I love the Word of God, but I had several preachers before me. I am an ordained minister. I have a unique way of preaching the Word of God, ministering the Word of God. I cannot remember Scripture. I read the Word, okay? Can we get that straight? And since all my sisters have come before me and have poured out the Word upon you, I want you to understand is that the way I live my life is so full of integrity and character and love that you're going to hear that in the principles that I share with you. Now, first things first, let me explain the word now, because if we can all get on the same page, talking about unfolding the revelation, and as you begin to unfold your dream, I want you to be a woman who will act in her now. That before you can do that, you've got to understand. Now, my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollinsworth, and Cheryl is here, we share the same mentors, but they taught us one thing, the power of now. Now is the amount of time. See, your life is all about time, and it was given for you to be able to measure the productivity in life. So now, if we can, now listen carefully, if we can define word now for you and put a construct around that word, I or it becomes a past memory. Now, you have to understand, I'm just saying again because you're yelling on bed. Now is the amount of time that you can hold a consciousness before it becomes a past. Now, the reason why that's so important is because the way the brain, first of all, you have to understand that you are wonderfully and beautifully, or I mean, are just constructed in a way that you don't even, that your mind and your capacity for your thinking and for your dreaming and for your imagining far beyond what you believe. I want to dispel some presuppositions. Those are things that we hold very dear to us, that we make our decisions. They become the first that we begin to see life. So I want to dispel one of them. One of them is not really respect. Hey, that's a presupposition. What that says is if she can have it, that means I can't have it. If she's beautiful, that means I'm not. But I'm here to tell you today is that God created from the foundation of the world exactly what he's created you to do. I want to dispel this myth that you can't have it. I want to dispel the myth that you're not smart enough, that you're too young, that you're too old to birth your dream. See, God created us. He created us all for productivity. Genesis 1:26. Remember that last night? I do know some scripture. But when he created male and female, he created us. He says, be fruitful and multiply. And so when we go forth, as we begin to read and study the Word of God, see over and over about production. Pastor Clarissa was talking about sowing the seed. Farmer Cain sowed the seed. The one last part of that is when he came, he sowed the seed on good ground. The Word of God says that he kept it and produced. But accepted it and produced. So let me go back to the power of acting in your name. Now is the amount of time that you hold consciousness before it becomes past memory. Now let me add some time now. Now is 0 to 2 to 5 seconds. See, women, I want you to become conscious about your destiny, about your purpose, about your decision, about your choices that you make in life. After today, no longer will you be a reactive woman that is just responding to things, thinking that you don't have any ability to stop it and make a choice. And make a choice. When Pastor Phil said she's talking, you know, I'm afraid. Stop it. You know what she was doing? She said, wait a minute, baby, come conscious here. Don't you know the God that you serve? She says, wait a minute, you have to wake up and become conscious. When we use that word consciousness, we're saying, you know what, it's time for you to stop sleeping, ladies. See, what? Let me tell you what sleep looks like. Sleep looks like I don't care. I don't want to think about it. I'm too tired. And I'm saying, we're going to wake up. If you want to birth that dream and that's in your heart, you need to be a very conscious person. Because every now creates a new now. Every moment creates a new now. Every opportunity is a new now. So I said, let me add some time now. Because, see, we're living in time. And I told you that time is measurement of your productivity. It is there so that you can begin to plan, to orchestrate, and to do certain things, and it just becomes a measurement for you to be productive. So now when we talk about now is every 0 to 2 to 5 seconds, 0 to 2 to 5 seconds, the Bible says in Hebrews 1, now faith is. What is it? Now faith is, 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 now faith is. Now faith is every 0 to 5 seconds. Because when you are a woman who will live in your now, you will begin to see that thought because you serve a now God and be able to hold that thought, make a decision before it becomes a past memory. Now, you know what the memory is, don't you? Subconscious mind. Subconscious is always at war with the conscious mind. Spirit of God lives in the consciousness, and the flesh lives in the subconscious. So do you understand? You don't have any anymore. Wake up! Because you don't have time to be unconscious. See, the economy is changing around us. And this is the best time that you can subvert your dream. This is the best opportunity to begin to identify problems in the marketplace and to solve it. That's what we entrepreneurs do. We determine there's a problem over here, and you know what? I'm a big dreamer, and I saw big problems. What is that problem I see? Stop moaning and groaning, but start listening to the moans and groans of other people, and then say, you know what? I can do something about that. That's where your treasure will lie. So when we talk about being women of now, now faith is substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Need do you have to hope for things that you can see? See, when people tell me I hope for this already, then I know that you're a wisher. The thing to me is that I wish I could have that, but I don't want to put forth any effort to get it. So I wish I could have a better job. Well, then go out there and get you a better job. Guess what? Between the wishing of having a better job and the result of getting a better job, taking a few steps right in between the gap, call that the execution, alley of execution. See, your goals and objectives, meet them there at the mountain. But anytime you have to go, that's the gap or the valley of execution. You have to understand that in order to get from one peak to the next, you've got to learn how to press your way through. You have to learn how to push. I call it lean into it. If you learn how to lean into it, ladies, I'm a lean into it kind of girl. You know, you came in. I ain't standing up there waiting for you to tell me what to do. I'm already into it. See, I live a life where I lean into the opportunity. I'm constantly alert and watching and waiting to see what opportunity is going to present it. So I've learned how to what? Into it. Guess what? If I'm in the position of leaning, I don't need to get me through. But most of y'all, you know that dead weight? I am off. Ricky and Tommy. My dog. Like my little boys. I don't have children, so I am one of them. My baby's daddy is Bijan Frochet. But I am one of those women who love my dog. It took me 8 years to get those dogs. I've been trying to have children. The Lord didn't give me children, but it took 8 years to get them dogs, too. And so when I finally got them dogs, let me tell y'all something. I'm going to love my boys. But let me tell you, the dogs also helped me to love my husband even more. I can't get to talking about him because I could lose focus. Look, I think my breathing has changed. My imagination is about to run wild. I love my husband. Let me tell you, I love this man. Listen, ladies, if you didn't hear anything, you should have heard we love our friends. He is my coach. He is my mentor. You know what? I really believe he just lives so I can, you know, just become who I'm supposed to become. Now, I do a lot for the brother. Don't get me wrong. However, his passion to see me be the best that I can be in life is just, it's not describable. So I love this man. But let me get back to Ricky and Tommy. They just made me think about their daddy. Because, you know what? I had to explain to y'all they were my dogs. So y'all be like, oh, you got two sons? Girl, no, I got two dogs I'm talking. I have one daughter, Daryl, and she's 21, but you don't talk about them when they get old. You just, you know, she in college. We're trying to get her out of there. However, let me go back to Tommy and Ricky. I was talking about that dead weight, that women, you have to take on the posture of leaning into your dream, into your vision. Because if I were leaning into it, all I need is just a little bit of help, just a little push, or, you know, whew, you know. But Tommy, one of my dogs, one is real agile, real active, always in the ready position. What we going to do? We going for a walk? What you want to do, Mom? I said, all right, babe, what you want to do? You know, he just ready, sitting up there ready. What? Tommy, you say walk? And he gets that dead weight, you know, like he only 15 pounds. But let me tell you, when he don't want to do it, I guarantee you he weighs 30 because he just collapses. Everything, I mean, I said, can't you help me, Tommy? Can't you? Nothing. And some of you are like that with your dreams. We can't get to the moon. You have come totally immobilized in birthing your dream. When somebody mentioned it, you just turned a dead weight. You're not in that ready position. But in order to get there, ladies, we got some work to do today. So I'm going to talk to you about execution. You know, my book's coming out, Woman Act Now. You might have gotten your your flyer. Woman Act Now is also an organization. That information on the back. My passion in life. Everything I've done, standing, I've been that group trying to get their say, unlike primarily, ladies, you like the. Talking, start doing. Hey, this is the epitome of what woman acts out. We have created by which I can communicate. I have 12 different. I communicate about their dream, their vision through video email, video conferencing. You know what? I want to look at you when I'm talking to you so I can see what your eyes are saying when your mouth is saying another word. I'll be like, now come on. I'll ask a question, and when those eyes start going, well, I see, you can stop right there. I'm going to get somebody today. I'm going to show you. You're going to be, well, I better not set you up because nobody will volunteer. But I'm going to get you. You're out. You're going to show us what you've been doing as it relates to that dream. I did a radio interview yesterday. The question was, what do? I don't have any money. I said, what have you done without money? Let it move across the audience. What have you done for your dream without money? Pastor Clarissa say, hey, I was moving. I was putting everything in place. I was getting all my pieces together without money. But what have you done with your dream without money? So money is never your issue, ladies. So let me get that one out the way. That's just your excuse for not doing what you're supposed to do. So when we talk about execution, it really is the art of getting things done. When you buy the book and when you receive it, I'm telling you, your life is going to be changed. And it's just not, listen, first of all, let me explain something to you. When I say I'm not really a writer, I am now. Okay? This is my second book. The first book I wrote is called Building Generational Wealth, the action book, all about action, okay? How you finances, personal responsibility, I can talk on that very well. This particular book, all the books I wrote, in Dallas, Texas, for a financial event, and he says, you need all of your team is going to stay need to write this book. I'm thinking, what book? First of all, my credit is toe up and jacked up from the up, and I ain't got nothing to say to nobody anyhow. And we had only been married for a few years. I was working on it, ladies. First got married, you know, married on May 28th. We closed on our first home. My husband, he is a very eligible bachelor, very poor girl. Very good credit, too. Now, see, but he didn't ask, eligible ladies, ask that person, what is your credit? And as a matter of fact, they say they don't know. Walk up to the computer, go to Equifax, the Superior Trend, say, baby, let's find out before I get my emotions deeply involved with you. Before I sit up and go to the office and say, I do, to $25,000 in debt. But you know what? Later I might say, I don't want to deal with this no more. But my husband wasn't that smart. He didn't ask me all those questions. I just learned him and taught you how to do it now. He was just so enamored with my beauty. Oh, my personality. And the anointing on my life. That he forgot the real stuff. And he didn't say, honey, how you looking? Got to the closing table. You know, we were getting ready to buy that house. So what I told him, he asked for my social security. I said, you don't want that. And then he says, I said, trust me, you don't want to put my name on this. My credit for the time I got married, I believe, 5. That's some silly stuff. I did in college. So what we all got on our credit score, just silly stuff. But my husband is a man of his word. Without paying his bills, having stellar credit, I have been able to take my name. Okay? Credit score. Now, I think I'm integral, but I got to connect to my credit score. I don't see the connection. I see the connection today. It's 10 years later. So we had a recent situation. We had some property, and we needed to finance that property. And my husband, he was so proud. He calls up the banker. He says, oh, yeah, and I do this. I make this kind of money. And da-da-da-da, you know, giving out his information. And he called him back. He says, Mr. McCoy, we have a problem. Denver, we have a but he says, we have a problem. And he says, well, what problem? He says, you have not been approved. Now, he is, I tell you, he's crazy about his credit. I mean, he got the light locks, credit alerts, all kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And so he's just so serious about it. And I said, okay. So he comes to me and he says, well, friend, I think we need to put your name on it. I said, what you need money? He said, I wasn't approved. I said, well, and he says, 71. I said, oh, yeah, I wouldn't approve you either. And so he asked me, well, what's yours? I said, well, I think I got about 714 right now. You know, I had, you know, a couple of things I did, but I got about 714. You need my help? So now, you know, the tables turn. And let me tell you something, just to walk away with this, what made his credit score take a dive, like 50, 60 points, because just about a month before it was 738. Okay, and it's always in the 700s, but my husband, after 10 years, still didn't trust me paying the bills. Okay, now I've been paying them bills for 10 years, and maybe you'll see this, you know, my hand on my hip looking in the camera, and he just didn't get it. So he decided he would take off on himself, and he picked up this thing in your bag. I hate bags. I hate to carry a purse. I don't even carry a purse because I'm afraid I might leave some mail in it. Just paying a bill. That's how paranoid he's got me. Okay? But he took this bill, put it in his case, $99. Trust me, we have $99. Already getting ready to go to a 60-day. Okay? So I quietly reminded him like a nice wife would. I walked out of my office over to his and I said, honey, now I just had to jump on me, y'all. I wasn't paying them bills. I didn't want to say it. And I didn't say it. I just went over there. And I do recall, I think this one's on you. Because I recall you taking that bill. And boy, you should have. I didn't have to tell him. And he's still suffering today. And that was just a few weeks ago. But he's still suffering with. The difference is, plus 35% of your credit. I know for you ladies. If you can't birth a dream with bad credit, unless you've got a ram in the bush who's got some good credit. But that doesn't happen often. So let's talk about execution. One of the principles we share with women, and that's also in the book, is 15 minutes to destiny. Let me tell you something about your destiny. Your destiny will not happen on accident. Some of us think we're just going to fall into it. None of us fell into this opportunity today. Do you understand that? I didn't just fall in and just happen to be here. There were a series of events that occurred, a series of decisions that were made that actually got me here. In order for me to be here, I was asked to come, and I had to receive. To come. I had to make a decision that this was the place I was supposed to be. So some of you are making very critical decisions about your destiny that is detrimental to your destiny. See, that's the only thing that's going to get you there is being able to make the right decision at the right time. So one of the things you need to embrace that you must become a conscious one so that you can make the appropriate at the right time while you're conscious. Not while you're asleep, not while you're tired, not while you've had too much, not while you've done too much for other people. Because, see, all of those thoughts and ideas are coming from your subconscious. Remember, I told you the subconscious is always at war with the conscious mind. And, see, when it's time to make a critical decision about your destiny, will come in your conscious awareness. How many of you have said, you know, I knew that, or I heard, you know, I was sitting here and I just saw that, or I heard it in my spirit, do this right now, but yet you wait, delay, and what you've done is delayed and derailed your destiny. So women become women who will become women who will make right choices at the right time. Okay, so that 15 minutes to destiny, I had to just set you up for that. 15 minutes to destiny is saying, all you have is time. What are you going to do with your time? How many of you have a real dream in here, a vision? Y'all scared to raise your hand now. You're scared I might call you. Let me see the hands again so I can get a good picture. And I can see all the way in the back, even the people sitting under the clock. I can see everybody. I've got great eyesight. You have a dream or a vision now. How many of you on yesterday spent 15 minutes on your vision? Wait a minute. I'm about to jump off the stage now. These are the women I'm looking for. But how many of you spent 15 minutes yesterday? What about Friday? I mean, what was yesterday? Friday. What about Thursday? Thursday? Can I get one, maybe two? I see two, maybe three, four. Come on. What about Wednesday? Now, okay, let me go back to the original question because there must be some confusion in the room. How many women have a dream? Oh, some of y'all got scared. Let me see your hand. Okay, my language. Because every day, I spent time on that dream. I spent time on my business. Okay? Are you feeling me yet? But let me tell you something, ladies. When you want to get to that dream or that destiny and want to begin to execute on your ideas, you've got to understand this, that take care of the minutes in your life. Take care of the minutes, the hours, the days, the weeks, the months, and the years will take care of themselves. See, many of you are looking so far ahead. Well, next year, I'm going to do such and such. See, all you're doing is using time as an excuse not to do it when? Now. So now I want you to change your perspective and say 15 minutes a day. Because let me tell you what's happened to other members of Woman Act now. They have started spending 15 minutes on their dream and their destiny. Now that 15 minutes turns to 30 minutes. Now it's an hour. Now it's a whole day. Why? Because they've started to spend time on it, and now they're in business. So you have to become a woman that will turn her 15 minutes into 84 hours a year. Even if you moonlight. How many of you have spent that kind of time on your dream? Tell you it's time to wake up. Let's just make it simple that you can do it. Can you be accountable to yourself for 15 minutes? No, you can't. You can't do it. That's why we got Woman Act now. So we can hold you accountable. But see, all you mavericks out there want to do your own thing. But let me tell you, you know, I've been working with a young lady who came out of the media industry, and she was a journalist for 30 years. I'm also a business coach. I do that just about every day of the week. I'm on the phone. I'm talking to people. I'm trying to push them forward. Always got them leaning into that dream or vision. This particular young lady, been in the business for 30 years, came out of a structure, a corporate structure. Some of those people might be you. You're in corporate America. You've learned. You've taught. You're ready to do your own thing, but you don't know how to do that. Why? Because you've been in a structure. Come out of that structure, you are all alone. It's not that you're alone, but what's missing is accountability. So when you join Woman Act Now, you see I'm getting my plugs in. You join, because this is real to me. I'm not just trying to build an organization. Guess what? I will build it with or without you. It's not mine to build. But I do know what God has given me to help you if you want to take advantage of that. But this particular woman, her struggle, she's out there on her own. Accountability. It has been amazing what has occurred in her life. She's only been in Woman Act maybe 3 months at most. What has done to occur in her life for one reason? Accountability. I mean, we're going back and forth, and I'm saying, oh, no, I got to back up on that one. What are you doing here? Tell me more. I don't understand. So trust me, ladies, 15 minutes will turn to something if you got some accountability. But I can't trust you. All right? How many of y'all can do it for 15 minutes? Boy, what is wrong with y'all? Don't say nothing. Are you telling that to your neighbor? How about you know she gonna get you? But I'm telling you, you can do it. The next thing I want to share with you is procrastination. Oh, everybody know about that, right? What is procrastination? Oh, now, yeah. What is wrong with your people down here? Yeah, okay, let's get this straight. You don't have to be scared, okay? All right, it's okay. Talk to me. I'm one of them talk back kind of people. So what is procrastination? Okay, everybody knew that. Putting off today what you can do tomorrow. Right? Putting off today what you can do today. Putting off. Not doing. What is the cure to procrastination? What is it? It's now. That's the only cure for procrastination, is acting in your now, is right now. So, ladies, when you start to say, well, you know how you say, I need to do this, I need to do this, and you say, I have to do that later, right at that moment, I want you to stop it. The execution doesn't happen by accident either. develop in your life. See, because executors, and I'm going to share some things with you about what a doer does. I'm a doer, okay? And a person of execution develops the habit of execution. You consistently fight and you press through that voice that says, not now. Oh, not now. So the only solution to it is what? Now. Do it now. Procrastination becomes the enemy of execution. So guess what? When you know you're putting it off, already know that you're being attacked in that area of execution. Many of us can be so much better if we were not such poor executors. You could have more in your life. You could do more. You could be maybe in a different place in your career, but you're just not a great executor. Okay? I've identified, you know, I go around the country and I'm talking to ladies just like you. Most of them look like you, but they don't dress as well as the people here in Baltimore. I noticed that last night. Boy, y'all have some dressing sisters in you, some dressing sisters right now. I said, women are so wonderful. When you look around the room, you know, I'm always so typical because I'm just such a tomboy. So I only dress when I need to. I only wear makeup when I need to. That means when I have to go out somewhere and get on stage. Never wear makeup during the day, at home or anything. I look like a crazy woman most of the time. But they tell me I dress up well. I clean up well. But when I come in groups like these and I look around and I'm just, you got to be watching everything. Fingernails and shoes. And, you know, girls are girls. You hear what I'm saying? Look, I'm doing the best I can do. I know it might be okay, but I am doing the best that I can do. But when I start looking around, I don't want to get my nails done. Look, they got to drag me in there to get my eyebrows arched. And I get them threaded, and that hurts, too. But it seems like it's a little bit better than waxing. And Thomas says, come on, please, let me take you over there. You know you got to do your thing. Nails done, get you done. I said, I don't care. Look, I got my own clear fingernail polish. I put it on myself. I am just so not a girl in that sense, you know. But I always enjoy it when I see ladies who really, you just kind of like have a knack for it. I'd be struggling. I hate to shop. That ought to tell you something. Don't ask me to shop. I think it's just a waste of time. You know what I'm saying? That's because I'm such an executor. Don't shopping. Are you crazy? Do you know I was in a photo shoot and one of my friends took me shopping. Walking, I said, girl, I can't shop. Let me go get something to eat. Because I feel like I'm getting nauseous. I said, I'm feeling real sick right now. And the whole time, I was like Tommy. I was dead weight. She was dragging me around. I said, I am just not interested in this because I'm thinking about all those other things I could be executing on. But going back to execution, it's a mindset. Women who are executors, one of the things that they believe, one of the things I firmly believe, I think, my life, I believe above anything else. Doesn't matter what the problem is, what the concern is, what the project is. I've never that. Always there is a. And see, believe that way. It is that draws you back. That process. Many of us are stopped and faced with the challenge of doing what we do. I teach women in Woman Act Now a principle called Woman Think. Okay? I say Woman Think, remember know what I'm what it we're gonna take seconds to think about that vision, that idea. Have if you're challenged, that was a question that was asked last night. Write your biggest challenge or your biggest hindrance on that page. Go back to it. Most times, stop right. Process of path, overcoming those are those frustrations in your life. Think, woman. Think. Let's look at the biggest hindrance, the biggest problem, whatever you think it is. I want you to write down 3 steps that you can execute on it to start moving that barrier. 3 steps. lives? How do we get out of our way? How do we make it reality? How do we solve the problem? Consummate executor is saying, wait a minute, what is this we need to do? I'm the consummate executor. I was on my way here. My husband called and said, you need to go to Chicago after you leave here. Immediately, you don't know what I start thinking. I don't know nobody in Chicago but one person. And I don't even know her. I just know about reputation. And I start thinking, okay, I got to get me some Oprah tickets. And I start casting a vision, ladies. I said, now, friend, we can't be leaving no Chicago on Sunday. My friend is not even listening to me because he didn't set, made the tickets, had us coming back Sunday. I say, Naomi, I said, listen, we need to stay there through Monday. I need to go by Harpo Studio. I'm going to take me some pictures in front of the sign. I want to go to the store. You know, I got all this. And he's looking at me. You know, it must be a girl thing. I said, but you don't understand. I need to get up there, and I'm going to get me some tickets to Oprah. He says, well, how are you going to get some tickets to Oprah? So my friend gets going. He started asking all his people trying to find me some tickets. Donna, I got a note on her desk since last year, call Oprah today. Oh, every day. Now, she don't call her every day, but every now and then, she said that little twirl. You know how paper starts to roll this way when it's been up on the sign a long time? Well, every now and then, she might get a glimpse to call Oprah. So on Friday morning, she called Oprah, Oprah Winfrey show. And the lady told her, ma'am, the line is closed. You need to call back in October. Well, Friday night. No, Thursday night. I get my days mixed up. You know, I don't be paying attention to that. But Thursday night, the Holy Spirit told me, go to Oprah.com. I know it was all, because I could feel this. I could feel the power in the room. All right, go to Oprah.com. Remember, what did I say? What is now? 0 to 2 to 5 seconds. But remember, now is a conscious thought. It's a stream of consciousness. God is a God of now. He'll speak to you with now. We have to learn how to begin to act when? Now. So I went now. oriented. Do you know, and Shauna's sitting up there, my husband, I'm trying to figure out if he'll meet me and them. And I say, you know what? I don't need him to meet Shauna. Me and you going to the Oprah Winfrey Show. Do you know we rented us a car? We getting there a storm. Listen, we didn't went to the train, to the rental car, and we got it. Because on Monday at 1:30, I'm going to be in front of Harpo Studios. It don't matter how I get there. I start singing that song. Keep me back. Here effective it is for squirrels. Okay? So when we talk about execution, your ability to execute on your ideas and from an idea stage to concrete reality, material things, service, the product, that idea that things like, I think I have this idea from ideas. Understand that, ladies? Innovation. These four types of ladies. Fisher has no forward movement. In order to achieve that vision, you need to be moving what? Forward. In motion. What is anything that you ask her to do, she'll your team. Pastor Clarissa was a talking. Okay, you didn't even have. I'm here. I'm looking. I'm. You know what? So full of. Down on the inside. This is where we belong, ladies. From the moment you were born, God created a producer. That you have chosen along with those decisions and choices you made along that path of your journey, those detrimental decisions.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.
All right, I want to thank you for joining us today on Woman Act Now Radio on BlogTalkRadio.com. If you want to purchase that message that you just heard from Coach Anna, execution, you may do so by contacting or visiting our website at www.womanactnow.com. Again, that's www.womanactnow.com. Be sure to join us here next Thursday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time for Woman Act Now Radio, where we'll be coming to you live, talking again about execution. Make it a great day.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who?